presenting Hawk Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, one of these days airline passengers flying into Detroit will get a pleasant surprise, for it's in that city that the first movie theater in an airline terminal will be opened. It'll be possible for a passenger to summon the stewardess and ask her what's playing at the airport. The movie house will be ideal for passengers who have an hour or so to kill between planes or for people waiting to meet someone. The theater will be operated by Airlines Terminal Theaters, and the company admits the Detroit venture is an experiment. If it works out well there, the chances are that movie houses will be opened in airports throughout the country. Present plans call for showing mostly newsreels and short subjects, with a few cartoons thrown in. That way, customers won't have to leave in the middle of a long picture to catch their planes. As you know, many railroad stations now have newsreel theaters, and from this end, it looks like the airport idea is a cinch to catch on in a big way. In addition to motion pictures, the new theater will offer direct teletype news service for patrons. There will also be a new service called Visumatic. This is a system whereby plane arrivals and departures and personal messages will be relayed from the terminal dispatcher onto a small screen alongside the large movie screen. Looking into the future, it's very possible that the airport theater of 5 years from now will have television. Electronic engineers are working on a large screen television system. In fact, it's been tried out already. I'll have more aviation news for you later, gang, so don't forget to listen. And now for our story. In an attempt to work out a method of combating the mysterious organization which threatens to gain control of private flying in the United States by blackmail and terrorism, Hop and Tank flew to a small airport at Greendale, 100 miles east of Lakeville, to confer with Harry Charles, the owner. He had also been approached by the organization, and in our last episode informed the boys that he was on the verge of signing up unless they could think of some way to fight back. Hop questioned him about the boss of the organization, and Charles was about to reveal his identity when suddenly 3 shots rang out, and Charles fell to the floor. As a heavy car roared away, Hop and Tank knelt beside the airport owner. The young pilot felt for his pulse, then shook his head slowly.
He's gone, Tank.
Oh, gosh.
Never knew what hit him.
Poor guy. The dirty murdering rats. Come on, let's get them.
Ah, it's too late.
Too late, my eye. We got a plane, ain't we?
By the time we got into the air, they'd be miles away. We don't know which way they went or what the car looked like.
It was the black sedan Brown and Luigi used.
Did you see it?
No, but it must have been them. They killed them to shut them up, to keep them from telling us who the big boss is.
Yeah, that's obvious, but we certainly can't prove it.
I don't need no proof. I swear when I see them mugs again, I'll choke it out of them.
I didn't do so well against Luigi last time.
He caught me when I wasn't looking. Hey, where you going?
Taking a look around.
What for?
Charles may have written something down about the organization. The name of the big boss, perhaps.
Well, hurry up, will you?
What's the rush?
I got a feeling this place ain't healthy.
How come?
It's a hunch. That monkey Brown is awful tricky.
I'll just look over this desk.
Hey, Hop, you suppose Brown knew we was coming here?
Sure.
But how did he find out?
I remember when Gail came out of the office this afternoon while we were talking to him and Luigi.
Oh, yeah. She said something about Greendale.
That must have been the tip-off.
Boy, they sure work fast.
Nope. Not a thing.
Okay, then. Let's get rolling, huh?
Now, we still have to call the police.
The police? Are you kidding?
Of course not.
But, Hop, they're the last guys we want around here.
What are you talking about?
They'll pin the murder on us.
Don't be ridiculous.
Honest, they will. Finding us here with a corpus delicious.
Your choice of words is hardly appropriate, Tank.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, we'll get the rap.
We can explain everything and possibly get some police action on the Lightning Organization.
Yeah, fat chance.
Tank, it's our duty. Now, let's see, where's the phone? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hop, you're sticking our necks a way out.
I tell you, we have to report it. We can't just leave him there, can we? Operator, will you please get me the police?
Then don't tell them who we are. Just report it and let's beat it fast.
No, sir.
If them ain't police sirens, and my name ain't Tank Tinker.
Hey, you're right. Hello, operator. Operator, cancel that call, please. You saw that coming here, Tank?
Look, out that window. They're on the airport road.
Ah. What do you suppose they found out?
The fine hand of our friend Brown again. He's trying to put the britches on us, but good, by pinning the murder charge on us.
Oh, brother, what a brain.
Look, Hop, we can still beat it out of here. There's a back door.
And then what? When the body's found, the whole force will swarm onto the field. We can never take off without being seen.
So we don't take off. We use our feet.
Leaving our plane behind? That's smart. Now, the only thing we can do is play it straight.
Here they are. I sure hope they believe it.
Of course they will.
Hop, where are you going now?
Open the door for them. Good afternoon, officer. I was just putting in a call for you.
Oh, you were you? And who are you?
Oh, it's a great beginning.
Well, my name's Harrigan.
Harrigan, eh? Where's Charles? Harry Charles.
Inside.
Come on, Mike. Great Scott. Harry.
He's dead, officer.
Quick, Mike. Yeah? Yeah, he's dead, all right. Shot. Huh. Then that call was on the level.
What call, officer?
Somebody phoned headquarters about 5 minutes ago. Said there was a gun battle out here. Okay, Harrigan, suppose you start talking. What happened?
Well, Mr. Charles, Tank, and myself...
Wait.
Was...
Who's Tank?
Hey, Tank Tinker.
He's my partner, officer. We operate the Lakeville Airport.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Well, as I started to say, we were all talking when suddenly somebody started shooting through that back window there. Tank and I dropped to the floor, but Mr. Charles didn't move fast enough.
Mike, check the window. You bet. Go ahead, Harrigan. Did you see who did it?
No. We were standing with our backs to the window when it happened.
Yeah, and right afterward, we heard a car start up and pull away.
Get the license plate?
No. We were trying to help Mr. Charles.
Uh-huh. And then?
Then I started to call you, at least call your headquarters, and we heard your siren.
Sure happened awfully fast, didn't it?
Fast?
Yeah. According to your story, we'd have had to be on the way even before Charles was shot.
That's just what I was thinking.
No sign of any gun. Any footprints?
No, there's a concrete walk out there.
Better call headquarters, then. Notify the detective bureau.
Right.
Use the car radio.
Okay.
Now, Harrigan, let's go over that story of yours again.
All right.
Why? He told you exactly what happened.
Sure, but I've got to get it straight. Figure out how come we got a flash on a gunfight 5 minutes before it happened. So let's all sit down, take it easy, and get the facts.
The state trooper's words are friendly, his tone is cordial, but his eyes are cold and accusing, and Hop and Tank feel a slight chill of apprehension. Their story is true, but how can they prove it?
Gang, you won't want to miss the startling climax of today's episode, so stand by. Say, gang, if you were on a search for the smallest pilot of a plane, you would end up in Pittsburgh, for there's a pilot there weighing only 35 pounds. He's not a baby, and he's not a midget, and you'd have plenty of trouble trying to talk to him. You see, he's a mechanical automatic pilot, about the newest automatic pilot out. And from all appearances, it's an improvement over the gyroscopic stabilizers in use during the war. The new mechanism, developed by the Westinghouse Company, is so sensitive that it can maintain control of a plane even though the ship is put through complicated high-speed loop-the-loops, barrel rolls, and other tricky maneuvers. Actually, the autopilot is a second cousin to the gyroscope, which was used for tank guns and plane gun turrets. It's been through more than 3,000 miles of testing in banks, turns, dives, and level flights. Human pilots merely stood by and watched the tiny autopilot do its stuff. Here's what Dr. Clinton Hanna of Westinghouse has to say about it. The unit is about half the size of most automatic devices. It reacts to the human pilot's signals or to motions of the plane in 1/10 of a second. Then it flashes its message to the control mechanism, even while such motion is just beginning to take effect. It's really a terrific development. The brain of the instrument is no larger than a box camera, yet it can make a plane do almost anything a pilot can. The secret of the brain, or rather secrets, are three spinning gyroscopes inside the device. Right now, it's still in the experimental stage, but it's expected to be used soon in light commercial and private planes. It's another big step forward for aviation, gang. There's a career for you in aviation, so plan now to take your place in the air. For always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Surprised by the sudden arrival of the state police after the murder of Harry Charles, Hoff and Tank sensed they were under suspicion. And when the trooper in charge asked them to repeat their story of what had happened, they went over everything in great detail.
After they'd concluded, he studied his notes for a moment, then glanced up inquiringly.
So this organization, as you call it, is running some kind of a protection racket?
Yes, sir.
And you say Charles was killed because he wouldn't join?
Well, no, because he was going to tell us who the leader of the organization is.
This man Brown and his partner Luigi, you think one of them killed Charles, huh?
You're doggone right we do.
You see either one of them?
Oh, no.
And do you have any proof that the organization is a racket?
No. Hey, you don't think we're lying, do you?
I don't think anything, Tinker. I just turn all this stuff over to the Detective Bureau. It's their headache.
Gosh, the way you talk... Never mind, Tank, forget it. Officer.
Yes, Harrigan?
How long do you intend to keep us here?
You're free to go now if you want. I have your address. We'll know where to get hold of you if we need you.
Oh, fine.
Hey, a plane just came in, Joe.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
How should I know?
Well, bring the pilot over here.
Right.
Officer, if you don't need us any longer, I think we'll be leaving.
Sure thing, Harrigan. But a word of advice.
Yes?
You're a couple of material witnesses now. I wouldn't plan on making any long trips if I were you.
Well...
Or if you have to leave the state, contact our headquarters first.
What's the idea?
Routine, Tinker.
Well, of course, we'll do anything you say.
Good.
So long, then, and if there's anything else we can do, please call us.
We'll do that. So long.
Come on, Tank.
Here's the pilot of that plane, Joe.
Joe Pagetti's. Hop, look.
George Dudley.
Well, hello, Harrigan. Wrecking any more ships lately?
Oh, you little punk.
Hey, cut that out.
Hey, stop it.
Easy there, big boy.
He's
easy.
One of the guys in that organization. He's as guilty as Brown and Luigi.
What?
I'll find out in a minute. Close the door, Mike. And Harrigan, you'd better stick around.
A pleasure.
Say, what's going on? Where's Harry?
Oh, you know Harry Charles.
Sure, I fly in and out of this field a couple of times a week.
When were you here last?
Oh, the day before yesterday. Why the questions?
Harry's dead.
Dead?
Murdered.
Wow. I never thought it would come to that.
What would come to what?
Why, that Harrigan and Tinker would kill him.
What? Why, you
Tank,
dirty...
Shut up.
With him spreading lies.
Back down, Tinker. What made you say that, son?
Yes, let's hear it.
Who are you trying to kid, Harrigan? You and Charles have been scrapping for months. Everybody knows that.
Oh?
You assaulted him because he was taking some of your business away.
You're talking through your hat. Today's the first time we ever saw the guy.
Let him finish, Tinker.
Nothing to finish. That's all I know about it. Looks to me like Harrigan and Charles really had a showdown this time. And poor Harry lost.
A blandly innocent expression on his face, George Dudley makes a damaging accusation. Suddenly, Hop and Tank realize the insidious power of the organization they're bucking. It seems to block the boys, and at every turn...
Gang, you won't want to miss the next episode in this exciting new adventure, so tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's Ace of the Airwaves. Come on, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. And is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.